Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
For a dollar. For a dollar.
Yeah.
So this is our last bit of work for the busy broadcast week. Riggins has an appearance tomorrow that's still work, but not broadcasting work.
Right.
This is celebrity work, red carpet kind of stuff.
You know, that's sort of how I, you know, live my life.
So, the last bit of broadcast work for the week is the one-star strip club reviews.
Yeah.
For the extra, extra funny people who are extra, extra special.
That's right. Mm-hmm. This is the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from real strip clubs. And they're always fun. So we'll start in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at a place called Dream Girls. Tom left a one-star review. "It's a scam place, and the scam takes place in the VIP area when you're absolutely at the mercy of the dancer who has just pocketed all your cash. She may plain do nothing or just do some minimal air dancing. One dancer plain stole my $100 by air dancing fully dressed during the first two songs, and I found it so insulting that I could not do anything but get up and leave after the second song. Another dancer requested $120 for three dances, which was an upcharge. So I thought she might deliver an above average performance. Well, how damn stupid was I?"
Yes, how stupid are you?
"Immediately upon pocketing my cash, she told me I could not touch her breasts. And during all three songs, she only took off her top and just sat on top of me and did plain nothing, just allowing me to touch her body, except her breasts. This is the most rogue and disrespectful club I've ever visited. It's just a ring of scammers who cannot be prosecuted because they rob you without committing a crime."
Who goes into a strip club and people have to remind them you can't touch the strippers?
Yeah, happens all the time.
You know, it's almost, you know, the given.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go in there and not touch. So
keep your hands to yourself.
He has a terrible experience losing, what, 100?
100.
Yeah, and then he goes back in with another girl for 120.
Right, expecting that it was going to be better. How damn stupid was that? Yeah.
And they're the bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely. They robbed me without committing a crime.
God.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Always.
Mm. And going to spending that all that money going into the VIP room, you know, is stupid to me in and of itself, but to go hate it,
have a bad
feel like you've been robbed, and then a little while later go back in there and pay even more and get robbed, according to you, robbed.
Sure. He's like, you know
that's somebody with a problem. That person needs help.
It's kind of reminiscent of the guy, the Cupid guy, that was I'm trying to get away from the Cupid Shuffle song. So what song are you going to perform? "I believe I'm going to do the Cupid Shuffle." It's like, well, what the hell? We were into it there for a second. Then we'll go to Glendale, Arizona, at a place called Explicit. Josh left a one-star review. "I came here on a Saturday night with a couple of friends. Although I had a great time, I was extremely disappointed that one of the female employees smelled so bad. I gagged. I would love it if management told the dancers to come in clean or don't come in at all." That was the only dissatisfaction of my night, but it was a bad one. Thanks. One star.
Again, should the employer have to say come in clean or don't come in at all?
I mean,
come on. Yeah. And I'm kind of disappointed that usually when they talk about one of the strippers, stinking, they'll give a description. You know, she smelled like, you know, whatever. But this guy just said it was awful.
It was awful. Kind of
gagged.
I like the one guy that said, she was dancing on me and she was stinking from her mouth. Instead of saying bad breath. Up on me, stinking from her mouth. Yeah.
This is making me not want to go.
You're not kidding. These are not great endorsements for any of these places. And again, we don't know if these are real. These are just real reviews left on the internet. We'll go to Pinups in Scottsdale, Georgia. Mike left a one-star review. Parking was 10, cover charge was 20. I walk in and it's 4 to 5 girls at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night. Within an hour or so, more women start coming through. A couple of the girls were actually friendly and good-looking, but the majority should have stayed home. Very rude, no conversation. They just walk up to you and ask, "You want to dance?" It was two girls having their birthday party, and one of them walked over and asked to tip for the birthday girl. Just rude. But there was a woman by the name of Property that gave me a dance. She was great. Seemed as if she really wanted to be in my company. Pinups has become hit or miss. If I had to do it all over again, I would have went to Blaze. One star. What do you make of that?
Hey, I'd like for you to meet my fiance. This is Property. Property. This is Riggins.
Kind of wild, right?
I've never heard that as a nickname for a stripper.
Property. I don't know what to make of that.
Now, if you're going to complain because the dancers, the strippers, are not making conversation with you, then I think if that's what you're looking for, you're going to be out of luck with this generation of strippers because they've grown up not communicating with people. So they don't know how to talk. They just think, you know, obviously most men are just in there to see them naked.
Sure.
But they're not going to be able to play that whole game that strippers used to play where they make you think they like you. Sure. And, oh, I think they like me.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think they like me.
The guy that was complaining that the girls didn't do that a couple of years ago, he said, you know, he was complaining that none of them spoke English. And he said, isn't part of the fun of the strip club is when they're, you know, whispering in your ear, telling you all their horror stories. And, you know, it's like that's part of the fun of the strip club. For some guys it is.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's going to be a dare I say lost art.
It might be
of the stripper.
Gotta preserve that. Then we'll go to Hialeah, Florida. I think I'm saying that right. At Bella's Cabaret, Brad left a one-star review. I am not a review person, but today I went to this place and it was one of the worst places I've ever been. As soon as I went, the dancers are asking you if you want to dance. And if you say no, I will take a dance later. You will get a reply saying, if you don't want a dance, go home. Very rude. I'll never visit again. I wanted to give 0 stars, but alas, no option to do so. I've never heard that one.
It'd be like going into the grocery store and buying what you went in there to get. And they said, wouldn't you like to buy a 16-pack of ribeyes? And you say, no, I'm good. Well, if you're not going to buy the ribeyes, get out.
Go on, get.
Because the man paid his cover charge. Yeah. He's buying his drinks. He's sitting there minding his business, tipping the stage dancers or whatever.
Yeah.
But because he didn't want to pay $100-something for a, you know, whatever dance, then he needs to just get out. He might as well not even be here.
Yeah. The owner responded and said, well, we're very sorry this happened, although none of our employees have the, what did he say? Have the authority to throw anybody out. But call us and we'll make it right.
Damage was done.
Exactly.
My feelings was hurt.
If you'd want to dance, you'd just get out. Then we'll go to South Fulton, Georgia, to a place called Club Wax. Tim left a 1-star review. One of your strippers has a warrant out on her, so expect the police to be there soon. Alexis Patrick. She stole $500 and 3 Social Security cards. 1 star.
So,
man, called him out by name.
Yeah, sounds like he turned her in. I know where you can find her. I know there's a warrant out for her. You know, she's going by the name Tinkerbell down at the strip club. down at the titty bar.
Her name's Property. Alexis Patrick at Club Wax in South Fulton, Georgia.
Get her.
Crazy. Then we'll go to Scottsdale, Arizona. Jim left a one-star review. Bones Cabaret in Scottsdale, Arizona. Jim left a one-star review. Why would you go to a strip club that assaults their customers and violates the Privacy Act laws of 1964?
Oh, looks like we got us an attorney.
Yeah. They broke so many federal laws that I wouldn't go here unless you want to get beat up, assaulted by the security team, have your money stolen for drinks, and then kicked out. I've been to many strip clubs in my time, and I have never been assaulted at one until this one. And all I did was protect my rights. Beware. They need to be shut down. One star. I don't know what he's talking about there, but oh, God. You have violated the Privacy Acts of 1964. What? You're in a strip club, sir. Yeah. Calm down.
And I love it when they are saying, like, it's a badge of honor, that how many strip clubs they've been to in their lives. I have been to many strip clubs in my life, and I've never seen anything like this.
No.
I'm an expert. That's what it's saying, basically. Yeah. I'm an expert on strip clubs.
Yeah. I'm a cooter connoisseur of sorts. Yeah, just nuts. And we'll go to...
I have had many, many sexually transmitted diseases in my life, but I have never seen nothing like this.
Only in South Fulton, Georgia. Yeah. We'll go to Fat Jack's Cabaret in Bach, Minnesota. Michael left a one-star review. This place could be a gold mine under the right management. I've run a lot of restaurants, and I don't know how this place passes health inspections. Management doesn't care that the place isn't busy. They have completely scared guests away. They overcharge their dancers and take a higher percentage of tips than any establishment I've ever seen. In my opinion, if I were the owner, I would call me as fast as possible to get this place in order and get rid of the dead weight, because you're losing money fast. And guess what? You just lost your best dancer over it. Alan's got my number. You can grab it from him after you decide his fate. Although he's got more upside than Kyle under the right direction. I wish you the best. One star.
You need me.
I would call me.
Yes.
What a I mean, could you come across as more of a douche than this guy? I don't think so.
I am what they call the strip club whisperer.
That's right.
I can fix it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the Gordon Ramsay of Tata's. I can come into your establishment and fix it.
I'm the Dalton from Roadhouse.
Holy, that's amazing. And then we'll wrap up in Holiday, Florida, at a place called Bear Assets. Josh left a one-star review. The way I was treated, I will never return. I asked for black dancers because it's my own personal reasons. The manager looked me in the face and said, "We don't have those kind." Disgusting, and I would never recommend, not even to get a cup of water.
Mm. Not even a cup of water.
Not even a cup of water.
Mm.
If he did say that, that's awful.
Well, they don't have any.
That kind?
Hmm.
Those are people.
Well, I mean, if they didn't have any white dancers and he said that kind, would that be offensive?
Yeah.
It would?
To me, it would. That kind? That kind?
We don't have that kind of dancer. We have these kinds.
Yeah.
We got these old broken down white women.
In Holiday, Florida. Not much of a holiday for him.
Yeah, how old do you think the average stripper in Holiday, Florida is? Oh. I'm guessing 60.
Yeah, I'm picturing Boca Raton. Yeah, they're all, up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I know saying we don't have that kind is offensive.
It's crazy.
But that does sound like a question I would ask.
Absolutely. Now, that's your prerogative.
Where are the black dancers?
Absolutely. You can watch what you want. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You know, other people may walk in there like, oh, Chris Tucker, like, where the white women at?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a lot of interesting reviews there today in the one-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Kinsho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.